The World This Week. Politics.
Brazil reported a record 35,000 new cases of COVID-19 in a day. Even that grim figure is widely regarded as an undercount. India is now recording tens of thousands of new infections each week. In America, Florida, Texas, and Arizona set daily records for new cases. Although many places are easing lockdowns, Anthony Fauci, the leading advisor to the White House on infectious diseases, warned that the pandemic is far from over. The numbers speak for themselves. North Korea blew up the building used for meetings between its officials and those from South Korea. It said the explosion was retaliation for unflattering leaflets about its supreme leader sent over the border via balloons by defectors whom North Korea called rubbish-like mongrel dogs. A court in the Philippines found Maria Ressa guilty of libel for alleging links between a businessman and a judge. Ms. Ressa is the boss of Rappler, a news website that is critical of the country's strongman president, Rodrigo Duterte. Her lawyer said the message to other journalists was, "Keep quiet or you'll be next." Steven Mnuchin, America's Treasury Secretary, said his government will nominate Mauricio Claver Carone, a staff member of Donald Trump's National Security Council, to lead the Inter-American Development Bank. All the bank's four presidents since its founding in 1959 have been from Latin America. The U.S. has 30% of the bank's shares, the largest stake of any country. Venezuela's Supreme Court removed the leaders of two opposition parties, Justice First and Democratic Action. It replaced them with men whom the parties had previously expelled for being stooges of Nicolas Maduro, the country's dictator. America's Supreme Court ruled that the 1964 Civil Rights Act makes it illegal to fire workers for being gay or transgender. More than half the states allowed such discrimination. The 6-3 majority decision was written by Neil Gorsuch, a Trump appointee. A white policeman in Atlanta who shot dead a black man when he took the officer's taser weapon was charged with murder. Republicans in the Senate unveiled their own set of police reforms. These are less radical than those put forward by Democrats, but support the creation of a database to track police officers with a record of misconduct.